Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's Riggs and Allie's Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Riley wrote in for this one.
Ooh.
She said she doesn't want her boyfriend to say that his daughter is his. Let me explain.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Ahead.
She said, I've been dating this guy for 5 years. He's an amazing man and stepped in and loved and accepted me and my daughter after her father took off and left us both. My daughter's now 6. They're very close. He's a great father figure to her, but he's not her father. The other day at the park, another dad asked him if my daughter was his. He said she was. I overheard this and let him know later when we were alone that I am not comfortable with him saying he's the father of my daughter. He got very defensive, and 3 days later, he's still not talking to me. I know it hurt his feelings, but I think boundaries and an understanding are important here. We're not married or engaged, and he has not adopted my daughter. He is my boyfriend and a great father figure, but he's not my daughter's father, and I think it needs to be understood. Am I the jerk for taking this stance, Riley?
I wonder if the daughter calls him dad or father or anything like that.
Clearly not. If the mom's saying, don't tell people you're the father, there's no way.
Or saying uncle, whatever. Usually that's a thing.
That would be even weirder. Call your stepdad an uncle?
Well, she doesn't know stepdad or whatever.
But it's
she
the boyfriend. It's the same thing as a stepdad.
Yeah, what do you call him then?
His name?
I guess.
Most people call their step-parents by their name unless their parent raises them like yours and then you call them dad.
Right, but I was adopted and this child has not been adopted.
So then he would be the name, I would say.
All right.
What do you think she should call him?
I don't know.
Calling him an uncle, though, that's creepy. I don't know.
Uncle Chad or whatever his name is.
No, mommy's boyfriend is not Uncle Chad or whatever you want to call him. No.
Until she says uncle one day and you're like, wait a minute, your mom's sleeping with her uncle?
I mean, surely the kid knows it's a father figure.
But she keeps saying father figure.
Yeah.
So she clearly sees him in that light.
Doesn't
a
mean
little
he's
bit.
His dad, or he's
doesn't,
dad,
no.
Though.
Nope. What do you think though? 414-533-1037. Is Riley a jerk for telling her boyfriend to stop saying that her daughter
is his. Yeah.
What do you think? We'll talk to you next. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm. And this one is from Riley, who said she told her boyfriend not to say that her daughter is his. She said she's been dating this guy for 5 years. He's amazing. He stepped in and loved her and her daughter, even after the father took off and left them both.
Admirable.
Her daughter is now 6, and they're close, and he's a great father figure to her, but he's not her father.
No.
And so the other day at the park, she heard him tell someone when they asked if he was the dad, and he said, I am, and that upset her, and she feels like they need to have boundaries and understanding here. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for taking this stance. She said, he's not adopted my daughter. We're not married or engaged. He's my boyfriend. He's
okay.
Great, but I think it needs to be understood. So
what do you think? 414-533-1037.
Brian in Calabama just messaged me and said, girl, them lines are busy as hell. She's a jerk. Nobody can get through anymore. But hey, this one did for 5 days in a row. It takes perseverance. LaToya in Milwaukee.
There she is.
LaToya, I love your song choice.
Thanks so much.
Yes, girl. I love it.
All right, LaToya, what do you think? Is this woman being a jerk?
Oh, my God. You guys, with me first. So I definitely have, like, a blended family. And a lot of people always think that my husband is my daughter's father, mm-hmm. and I make it clear that he's not. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm all about, like, putting my kid first. So, like, at a certain age, if she decides, like, this is my dad because he's being so active, mm-hmm. then that's her decision. Yeah. So I don't think the mom is being a jerk. I do respect her for setting boundaries. But kudos to the boyfriend for stepping up and being a positive influence. And I believe that one day that little girl is going to turn around and call him dad,
yeah.
because that's the position that he's taken.
Well,
so I don't think she's a jerk for setting boundaries.
I agree with you. And I get that as well. And maybe the mom's worried that since the dad left, this guy may leave one day, and she doesn't want, until they're married or maybe engaged, she doesn't want to commit to letting the daughter call him dad. I don't know. Could
Fair.
Be more her issue than his, you know, obviously. Because she says he's a great guy and a great, you know, father figure.
And plus, he's got to take him off guard when people go, is this your daughter? And he's like,
but
kind
think of how many step-parents there are. And that's an easy thing to be like, no, I'm not. I mean, it's not that weird to see someone with someone who's not their biological kid.
Until
right?
you're in that situation when you're like, yeah, kind of, but not really. But I don't know.
But are you the dad? No.
No. Well, all right, so you not a jerk.
Yeah.
Not a jerk.
All right, thanks for calling, LaToya.
Thanks, LaToya.
Appreciate you.
Santino's in Sheboygan this morning.
Good morning, Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, Santino.
Good morning. Good morning. Can we talk, guys? Can we talk? This is serious.
We sure can.
60 Let's seconds, talk. That's all you get.
Serious. No, man, you got to give me a little bit more, man.
You can have as much time as you want, Santino. Go.
All right. This is very, very hard because the girl is 6. Mm-hmm. They've been together 5 years. The dad didn't just walk out on her first birthday. He's been out of the picture probably before she was even born.
Right.
With all the fighting, the arguments, this man is willing to take on that responsibility of her father. Mm-hmm. And I get it. They're not married. Like, she should have turned around and says, hey, yeah, I mean, you are her father. I mean, basically, because he is. So are we going to get married? What's going to happen here? Like, cause are you going to walk out again? But 5 years invested from changing diapers to probably feeding the baby, picking up from daycare, taking the daycare, taking to school. There's so much that this guy is probably doing that he feels that he's a father. He probably wants children, and she's probably tainted and not wanting children. So he's claiming the girl that's his. So I see both sides of the story. I really, really do.
I do too.
5 years invested. Like, mm-hmm. come on. Like, you either marry the girl, or does she have issues where she don't want to get married? I don't know.
Santino, my thing is with blended families being so normal anymore, it's not weird anymore, and people don't, you know, people used to hide things like that if they weren't the biological father, you know, they would hide those kinds of, you don't have to do that anymore. That's why I don't get it. I get why he would feel upset and like he's not being recognized, but there's something going on with these two. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I get both sides, though.
So much behind it.
Hats off to him for showing up, like LaToya said, though, for him like stepping up and being there when the dad wasn't there.
Yeah.
So you say
jerk.
Yeah,
I agree, and he's still there.
So jerk or not a jerk?
Ooh, I'm going to say a jerk just because of the five-year span they've been together.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm just going to say jerk.
Okay.
Fair. Thank you for calling, Santino.
No, I'm getting slack. Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a better day, man. Appreciate
Lindsay
listening.
Lindsay is in Muskego again, day two.
Good morning, Lindsay.
She said it to Lynn today, though, because she doesn't work on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So she said, I can't do five in a row because I'm not on the job on Wednesday.
unless you guys let my husband and I be a duo team and we get credit when the other person calls in.
Denied.
Denied, yeah.
No husband-wife team up. But I like your ambition, Lindsay.
I'm trying.
She's the one that tries to find ways around laws.
I like it.
All right. So what do you think? Is this woman a jerk?
I think so. I have a bonus daughter myself. And when people ask me, I say, I'm her bonus mom.
Yeah.
I don't say I'm her mom. She has a mom.
Right.
But I'm her bonus mother. She is my bonus daughter. I don't like the word step. I hate that word.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just I don't like it. But
probably
bonus
it was
is the way I go with it.
Marred in movies with the evil stepmom or the bad stepkid.
Maybe.
Or, you know, all this stuff.
Maybe.
I know a lot of people that say
it.
Bonus kid. I know a lot of people that say
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like that way better. And I think she likes that way better. I mean, she's at an age where she can tell me if she doesn't want me to say that to her or say anything, but I know that she has a mom. Her mom is active, which is a little different than the story, but he's been around for 5 years. It's not like they've been dating for a couple months. He's like, yeah, that's my kid. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
she's
been
around for 5 years?
Do you think she would have been mad if the boyfriend said, no, I'm her stepdad or like stepdad or something like that?
No.
Skirted around it?
I don't know.
She's mad. I don't know why she's mad, because I think if he's been around, like, what was the gentleman before me?
Santino.
Like Santino said, it's not like he's just been gone and didn't do anything to help her. Like, he's been there. Yeah. He's been active in this life. Like, I don't think you should just.
I think there should be a conversation, though, before you start allowing your kid to call your boyfriend their dad and vice versa. There should be a conversation.
Or he's allowed to call them.
It shouldn't just be like, he decides.
There should be a conversation before you meet them. Yeah. Generally, you have that conversation before you meet them. Like, what is, like, the thoughts on the kid? What should we do if this comes up? Like, generally, you have those conversations.
Yeah.
But
Do you say that she's a jerk, though?
I do. I just think he's been there for 5 years. It's not like it's been a month of dating and he's like, no, I'm her dad. Okay. No, you're not her dad. You haven't been here, but he's been there.
Right.
Maybe she feels like he's in love with the kids. Maybe it's a Jerry Maguire situation. Oh.
That kid is all grown up now and he's not cute anymore.
Yeah, hello.
Thanks for calling this morning.
That was the whole theme of the movie, was that he was in love with the kid, not her.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's so many different dynamics you could do here. And then somebody texted in, he's her dad, but not her father. He's done everything a dad has done. Find that. That's an interesting text.
That is a
text.
Different. That is.
So, okay.
I have like a dad and a sperm donor is what I call it.
Lisa's in Sheboygan.
Hello, Lisa in Sheboygan.
Girl.
By the way, Lisa in Sheboygan. LaToya, who just got a theme song, wanted this as her theme song. And I went,
denied.
So,
Lisa owns it, baby.
It's all yours, Lisa. Yeah, go ahead, Lisa. What do you think? Is this woman a jerk?
I do think she's a jerk. I mean, this can be like a super heated topic for a lot of people. But first of all, like, this is some stranger at a park, right? That the boyfriend said, yeah, that's my daughter. It's not as if he's like going to the schools and like, this is my daughter and going, you know, this guy has been there and raised this kid. We all know that blood doesn't make you family, right?
No,
so
right.
This guy's been here and they should have a conversation. Yes. However, like, does it really matter to the person at the park they're probably never going to see again? No. And when you're under like pressure and you're like, oh, is this my kid? Like, yeah, it's my kid. Who cares if he said it?
Right.
Like, it's so ridiculous that she's mad. And I understand boundaries, but at the same time, it's not as if the bio dad is there taking the kid on the weekends or three times a week or whatever, where the two dudes are competing for time. I get if that was the scenario, but there's just nobody else in the picture. He's been the only one.
At least that's what I was trying to say, I think, is that if a stranger approaches him and he says, yes, I'm the dad, he's probably just trying to skirt around it so he's not just a stranger or something, just saying to shut him up. Like, yeah, I'm the kid's dad, sure. And then moves
right.
on.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think she's a jerk or not a jerk?
I do think she's a jerk, yes.
All right.
Somebody texted and said, jerk as a kid. I was so hurt when my stepdad said he wasn't my dad. But see, that's a whole nother issue that has to be dealt with. Because he's not your dad, right? He's your father figure, becomes your dad. There's so many, like...
layers to it.
Layers to this, man.
With blended families, that happens. All right.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.